Former President Donald Trump met expectations in last Monday night's Iowa caucus, becoming the first non-incumbent to secure a majority vote in the state's history. He won 98 of Iowa's 99 counties, and the only one he lost, Johnson County, that hosts the University of Iowa, was by a margin of literally one vote. In 8 of the counties, he attracted over 70%. Now the three major candidates, Mr. Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and ex-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, moved to the New Hampshire primary, where the vote is expected to be more competitive. But even a loss for Trump in New Hampshire, though a closer win is expected, will not be devastating to his campaign. Only 4 times since 1972 has winning the New Hampshire primary led to clinching either the Republican or Democratic presidential nomination. Minnesota Democratic Congressman Dean Phillips is challenging President Biden in New Hampshire, and at least one poll suggests he may score close to 30% of the Democratic primary vote. Because New Hampshire did not adhere to the suggested Democratic National Committee primary schedule, President Biden is skipping the Granite State and will not appear on the ballot. Therefore, Democrats wanting to support Mr. Biden must write in his name. Thus, we will see a bit more intrigue in the Granite State primary than originally expected. The Arizona No Labels political party scored a surprising win in court. A federal judge ruled that the party can bar candidates for offices other than president from running on their ballot line. It's hard to believe we would have seen the same ruling had the Republican or Democratic Party taken such a stance. The Arizona Secretary of State is appealing the ruling on a First Amendment basis, arguing that the 19,000 or so people registered as Arizona No Labels Party members have been denied the right to a primary election. The Louisiana State Legislature has been called into special session for the purpose of drawing an additional majority-minority congressional seat under court order. Two maps have been introduced, and it is clear the legislature plans to pair two Republican incumbents in one district to make room for a new minority seat. This means the Republicans will drop a seat in the Louisiana U.S. House delegation. We also saw another retirement in the House. 7-term South Carolina Republican Congressman Jeff Duncan will not seek re-election after having admitted to several extramarital affairs as part of divorce proceedings. Mr. Duncan will leave his Western Palmetto State Congressional seat, and that means 45 seats are open for the next election. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.